Republic Yemeni number one. What's up, germs? What's cracking? Hope everybody's doing good. I am traveling right now, so I don't have my beautiful microphone with me, but I do have a lavalier on, so hopefully it sounds better than it would sound coming from the laptop. So I've had an interesting week. I've had a week of dealing with some people and their bullshit, and just getting to a point where I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated with the stupidity that's everywhere right now. It's so rampant. It's everywhere, and it's stressing me the fuck out. And it's not stressing me out. It's almost getting me to a point where I'm kind of feeling like, yeah, there's no hope for an America anymore. You know, I'm like waiting for the Russians to come in here, and sodomize me and kill me because I'm not a beautiful, pretty virgin that they could use to expand their infantry by making more babies, which is where the word infantry comes from. Infantry. Infant. Now you wonder why they come after people to join the military right out of high school. Anyways, point is, today I wanted to talk about how we need to take a red pill. We need to take the biggest red pill. I don't know, man. I'm just disappointed. I don't think I'm like the strongest, smartest person in the world, but man, I'm meeting some weak ass, dumb ass people right now. And it's, and no one wants to just admit what they are. Everyone wants to pass on the blame to something else, you know? But anyways, before we get into that, I kind of wanted to get into real quick. I got some shows coming up in LA. I will be at the Setup Sunday, this coming Sunday, which is the 10th. I'll be there at Culver City in the county of Los Angeles. Follow me on TikTok, man. I'm going to be posting a lot more on TikTok. I enjoy the algorithm there much better than Instagram. So I'll be definitely follow me on that. Best way to find me, MikeFromDetroit.com. That's the best way to find me. All my links are there. October 9th. Don't forget, ticket link coming soon. I'm waiting on the club to generate the ticket link. I'll be co-headlining Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle with my friend, fellow Yemeni comic, Ahmed Al-Qadri. And we're going to have Michael Schertzer, a.k.a. Mikey Intifada, who is a pro-Palestinian Jewish comedian. Activist. He even has a podcast with a Palestinian girl called the Palestine Pod. You might want to check that out. Michael Schertzer is great. It's going to be great to have him host the show. We're looking to sell out, so I really hope I see everybody there. Right now, I'm traveling. I'm in Dearborn, Michigan right now, my mom's house, helping her move. I'm going to have to come back here again next week, which is I didn't really want to, but I'm going to have to. It's like, it's a lot. There's a lot of shit that I got to do to get mom situated. But I'm going to get my cat back. My cat's going to come back. I'm excited about that. I was going to bring my cat back today. I mean, this Sunday. But as a part of me, that's kind of like, since I got to come back next week, I might as well just leave the cat here. Yeah. I don't know, but I just got my cat a haircut. She got the little lion cut. Now she's like a tiny little lion. Now if anybody says, oh, you're a pussy, you got a cat, I'm like, bitch, I got a baby lion. What the fuck you talking about? Baby lion, bro. What you know about baby lions? Right on. I really hope everybody does show up for that October 9th show. It's going to be amazing. It's really weird right now talking without using my headphones and hearing my voice like I normally do. And now it kind of feels like my voice is a little tired today. What the fuck's happening? Oh no, I got the Rona. Did you guys check out the last podcast I had with Trey Stewart? It was a fun podcast. I really like talking about dating and stuff like that with his ass. He's a funny motherfucker. I've just posted some clips from the podcast. I'm going to be clipping out some more stuff to post online. It was a good podcast. My setup at the studio at the house that I put together, I found out that the reason why the microphone would, the reason why everything was cutting in and out was because of Trey Stewart's super high-pitched laugh that just short circuits the entire, overloads the system, bro. Your fucking laugh is too loud and high-pitched, man. Grow some balls. But I'll be fixing that. I think I might have to power something because I'm running everything through the laptop, and I think the laptop's like, hey, dude, I can't, bro. but it was good to have a studio. I'm really glad that I got a studio built. It makes me feel like I can now put more effort into structuring and building out these episodes. those of you that are listening to it, I love the fact that you guys are listening. Thank you. The numbers of listeners are growing. I noticed that the numbers are growing when I am talking about sex and relationships, which is something I love talking about. You know, maybe I'll start, you know, doing a little more on stuff like that, because I really enjoy talking about that stuff with Trey and Lulu. We got Lulu on, but all the technical difficulties were retarded. I'm so sorry about that. And I'm also not sorry for saying retarded. Retarded. I don't give a fuck. I'm retarded. Don't get me started on retarded. Anyways, what do I want to talk about? Well, I don't know, man. I'm kind of disappointed. Disappointed in how pussified we've all become. How we have literally gotten to a point where I think a lot of people that I once knew are now like communists or some shit. I don't know, man. I feel like I'm in another dimension. Like the more I meet with older friends, friends that I haven't seen in a while, friends that I used to think had a solid frame in how they viewed the world, a frame that I also viewed the world in, that I literally thought, that, you know, a lot of these people would stay firm, and that's not the case. And now I'm starting to hear things from some of my good liberal friends, and they're starting to say things that I hear from my conservative friends too, whereas they're looking at the other side and they're vilifying the other side. They're vilifying the other side to the point where, I mean, shit, we're probably going to get to a point where it's just like, hey, man, let's fucking gas them. I mean, it's almost getting to that point, because it's like I can't even get across to these people that the people that they look at the other side that they call pieces of shits or racist or whatever are probably a lot more human that they give them credit for, you know? I got to get high for this. This is brought to you by weed. Are you stressed out? Do you hate how the world is fucking coming and falling apart in front of your eyes? Do it high. Yeah, to me it was just fascinating, because I just think that, like, I was driving today and I was all like, yo, I've heard that quote from Abraham Lincoln, I believe it was him, where he said that for a healthy democracy, there should be a civil war every 50 years or every 100 years or something like that. I don't know what his intentions in saying that, nor do I think that he's like right. But there's a part of me that's kind of like, yo, man, I don't want there to be a war. But it's just like you see people and you're like, yo, these motherfuckers need something terrible to happen in their lives so that they can stop fucking getting mad over pronouns and just live life. Like, I was hanging out with my buddies the other night, haven't seen them in a real long time, and we were talking about Alex Jones. And I remember he said something about, oh, man, I can't stand Alex Jones. Now, mind you, this is a friend of mine who I think he introduced me to Alex Jones. Back when Alex Jones was at the early part of the internet. Like, I remember I started hearing about Alex Jones around 1999. And at that time, you had to download his clips from these different download sites that were very underground. You had to get clients, kind of like a specific program that you opened up, and then within that program you were able to search peer-to-peer and download these clips. And that's how I started like listening to Alex Jones. And I wasn't ever necessarily somebody who would like listen to him. It's just he would come across and then I would watch these videos. And you know, back then you didn't have that many choice of videos. So you were just excited to watch a video that came up. Like if you downloaded a video, the video took you fucking 45 minutes to download. If it's a 10-minute video, back then, man, you watching that video. Like now we look at videos like it's disposable. It's like, I'm not going to spend that much time on this video. I'll just go to the next video. Well, back then it wasn't that easy. The idea of like being able to play a video that you downloaded off the internet was already like huge. So it's almost kind of like how the early people were with radio, how people like literally sat around the radio to listen to the fucking radio. Like people made it an event. There were like these long stories that they would tell. Maybe like at nighttime, where families would gather around the radio to listen to these stories. And what shit, one of them called War of the Worlds tricked. It was so good and real. And it was performed like it was like a real broadcast that it scared so many people in America. And it shook them to the point where they were like, fuck, aliens are really here. Like people actually took it seriously. But that's how the early internet was. You downloaded something and right away you was watching that shit. You know? Like it would take you 20 minutes to download a 1 megabyte picture of some naked girl. And you gotta like, you bust a nut right when the nipple shows up. Like you don't even like watch the rest of the loading of the thing. It's just like, here's her eyebrows, here's the whatever. Oh man, there's her fucking titties. Is that an areola? And then it's still loading. So that's the day. So I would like watch Alex Jones stuff. Those were the days where I would like sit there. Some of the stuff would come up and, you know, I would have to say he was one of those guys that was kind of like hinged. He's not as hinged as he is now. Now he's like on another level. But back then, he really was saying some pretty good shit. I remember seeing a video about him talking about aspartame. Then he was talking about how aspartame is probably not a good thing, and that it caused cancer in rats. Now we look at it and it's like, yeah, the amount that they gave to the rats was like a truckload of the same amount that if you gave it to a human. But then he was also like trying to point out that, oh, Donald Rumsfeld, he's the guy who did it. And I remember at the time I hated Republicans. And some people don't remember, but like Alex Jones was anti-Bush, man. That guy was anti-Republican. He hated the new Republicans. He called them the neocons, the neoconservatives. Hated them. And was convinced that George Bush was part of taking down the World Trade Center. And, you know, there was things that Alex Jones would sound the horn on that weren't true. But then there were things that he would sound the horn on that were true, and some really big things, right? So I remember I was talking to a friend of mine the other night when we were hanging out. And he started going off on like, oh, Alex Jones, that guy, you know, causing, basically saying that he causes damage and he's terrible. And I'm just like, you know, like I said, I'm like, yeah, you know, I roll with the punches. I kind of know what to listen to and what not to listen to. And then he goes, well, you know, I hope he gets what he deserves. I'm like, you hope he gets what he deserves? Like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you know, he's getting sued right now. Well, then I brought up Sandy Hook. I talked about how, like, I mean, you got to give him credit for the things that he did. Report on that were real, like the secret society, like the world's biggest leaders meeting in the fucking forests of Pennsylvania to do this thing called Bohemian Grove, where they do these weird rituals where they burn an effigy of an owl and pray to some god. And, you know, and he would talk about that and people were like, you're fucking stupid. And then he went in there, acted like he was one of those fucking politicians, and somebody filmed them and followed and they documented the whole thing. There's a lot of things, handful of things that Alex Jones predicted that were like, hey, and I'm the type of person, I'm going to take anything that's positive. You know, like, so for example, I mine for gold. I don't mine for nuts, right? Somebody who hates Alex Jones is going to listen to Alex Jones, and they're only going to latch on to the nutty things that he says, and then they're going to highlight those things and go, look, see what a nut this guy is? Fuck him. Whereas I'm the opposite. I mine for gold. I'm like, yeah, I know this guy's a nut, but so often he's going to drop a nugget of gold, and I'm going to latch onto that, right? So, you know, after I told my friend about all the positive things that, you know, Alex Jones is there for, and then I brought up Sandy Hook. I'm like, well, with the exception of Sandy Hook, I'm like, he really fucked that thing up. And that's when my friend was like, well, I hope he gets what he deserves for that. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, they're suing him. And I hope they sue the fuck out of him. I hope they ruin. I mean, he literally was just like livid, like just with seething hatred for this guy. And I'm just like, wait a minute, man. I remember back in the day, you would not be this type of person. And now you're all of a sudden Mr. Witch Hunt and something that is so un-American. And I told him, I was like, I don't think he should ever get sued. I don't maybe like anything that he fucking says. There's a lot of people I don't like what they say, but I don't think they should be sued for saying what they say. I don't care what damage they cause from what they say or whatever. I just think free speech is free speech, and it should just be, that's it. I don't think that we should have a law. I don't think you should be able to come across at someone and just sue them, you know? And even he agreed. He was like, oh yeah, that is a fucked up system. And even he said, he goes, you could financially ruin me if you wanted to. And I was like, I wouldn't never do that. But yeah, theoretically, if I wanted to, I could just sue anyone. And then now that person has to go to court. And if that person doesn't have money, and then they have to get a lawyer, now they're fucked. So yeah, the system is completely fucked. But to me, I was so surprised by this idea that now he was so mad about what happened at Sandy Hook. And then when I made my point, I remember my other friend was just like, well, then what are you going to do? What are those people going to do? Those poor parents where their kids were killed. And this guy gets up there and says that, oh, those were all agent provocateurs. They were hired by the government as crisis actors to. That's what Alex Jones was saying. He was saying that the whole thing was fake. It never really happened. It was a government conspiracy to rile up people against guns and all this shit, right? Straight to fuck up crazy shit. Which the way things are going, we're probably going to find out in 5 years that he was right. But anyway, so, you know, my one friend's like, well, how about the parents? And, oh, but the kids got killed. And he said those things and people thought that the whole thing was fake. And I'm just like, grow the fuck up. That's what I gotta say. Those people, stop being fucking pussies. Why are you trying to make your problem everybody's problem? Shut the fuck up, man. It's sad. You lost your kid. I think it's terrible. We should look at it and try to figure out how we can like do things to never let that happen again. But instead, you want to spend your time trying to have some whack job who talks into a microphone? That's what's important. And to me, it was just funny that I saw like a handful of my friends who, as far as I was concerned, they were always very behind free speech. But now it's like everyone is like, yo, we're all about this thing, this ideal, with the exception of, well, this or that. Same thing with the fucking Republicans. I mean, here's a bunch of conservatives who say that we need to get government out of your life. That's what Republicans are all about. Getting government. Smaller government, smaller government, smaller government, which I'm all about. Well, smaller government also means getting out of the way of marriage. But nope, they're all about making big government on that shit. Smaller government also means, hey, not telling us what to do with our body, especially with things that come with abortion. Nope, they want to tell us to do. So it's like, stop. If you're going to be conservative, be conservative. Don't sit there and be like, I'm conservative with the exception of a woman's womb, you know? And I don't know. To me, I'm at a point where I'm starting to think that too many people are lost in this fucking idea that the world is safe. and that everything is going to be fine. I find that really a lot in liberals. You know, my liberal friends, including myself at some points of my life, where it's like you just had this pie in the sky idea of how the world was going to pan out, right? I mean, the fact that I live under this roof and you know, I have all this fucking shelter, that everything is fucking safe, man. And I don't need a gun to protect myself, you know? And also, fuck the cops. The cops are bad. I'm not going to protect myself because I don't have to, because bad things are not going to happen. I mean, that's the fucking mindset I get from these people. And I just think that a lot of people right now need to eat a red pill, man. They need to fucking swallow that pill. And the thing that reminds me the most, and this is going to get pretty dark for some of you, just going to warn you. For me, it was, you know, I realized after talking to one of my friends the other night, that same night, when we started talking about that whole Alex Jones thing and he should be sued for things he said, the fuck out of here. That same night, I was talking to some other people, and I remember I was having to make the point about swallowing the red pill, but it all came from somebody asked me a question about our training in the military, and I don't know if they still do this or not, but there was a point in our MCT training, our Marine Combat Training, that's after we get out of boot camp, where they locked us into a room for 3 days. We were able to go out at the end. So it was just basically a class. But the class was like 3 days with a lunch break. But they would lock us in the room for 4 or 5 hours at a time. And then maybe give us a break and then put us back in there. And we were just in this bunker that had no windows. They packed us in there like sardines. And for 3 days straight, all they did was show us videos of the most gruesome deaths. Pictures of people with their rib cages wide open. And spinning tales of these stories. So they would be like, hey, this is Alex Johnson. Alex Johnson's a fucking shithead idiot. This guy got his heart broken by a woman, decided he was going to go home, get a quarter stick of dynamite, and because he was so heartbroken, he was going to get in front of her house and light the dynamite and kill himself in front of her. Fucking idiot. Well, this picture here is what the inside of his rib cage looks like. Look at that, gentlemen. That's what dynamite does to a body. That's how fuck. And the whole thing was just trying to desensitize us. Because basically it was like, you're a Marine now. If you go to war, you're going to see some terrible fucking things. And we're going to just show it to you. And we're not only going to show it to you, we're going to show it to you in grave detail. And we're going to give you stories behind each one of these pictures and these videos of these gruesome deaths. And then the next class is, hey, now we're going to show all the different ways you can die in war. Look at this terrible way that you can die from this bullet. Oh, you don't want to get hit with the grenade and then have the bottom half of your body ripped off, but then you're still alive during the whole time in agonizing pain, dying a slow, 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 terrible death. You know, they would show us pictures of what it looks like when someone gets blown up by a flamethrower, what a body looks like afterwards, how long it takes for you to finally die when you're on fire, how painful that would be, and they would put you in the shoes. They would literally put you in that thing, basically saying, hey, are you infantry? Well, your life expectancy rate is 0.6 seconds as soon as the first round hits the air. On average, you're not even going to live longer than a second. And they beat that into our fucking heads. They get it in there so much that I think it's like it gets you to a point where you've accepted the red pill. You've accepted the truth that, yeah, you are in a very dangerous job and you are probably going to die. And the ways you're going to die, some of them are going to be quick, hopefully. And if not, we want to prepare you and we want you to know what it's like to die while on fire. And I think a lot of that training is there because you want a Marine out there. Because if I was to get caught on fire by a flamethrower, I wouldn't be losing my shit. I've already swallowed the red pill. I'd be so relaxed, I would have already accepted my fate and maybe be relaxed enough while on fire and dying to be able to get a couple of shots off and maybe take a couple more people down with me. I don't know why I feel that if I tell a story like this to some people these days, they would just be like, oh my God, how horrible. That's what they did to you. Oh my God, this is why we don't need a military. This is why we need to. And it's just like, yo, as far as I'm concerned, that shit's power. You know, because at the end of that, you know, they, what else did they teach us? They teach us how to keep it under wraps. They basically were saying, hey, we're gonna turn you into a major killer, a bloodthirsty killer. And we're gonna give you all this power to be able to do that, but keep it under wraps, son. You know? Be a good person, be charitable, help those less fortunate, those that are weaker than you, be there for them. You know, donate your time. You know, it would be much better that we're used for humanitarian causes, but sometimes that's not going to be the case. You're probably going to have to go out there and do some terrible things to people. But do that when we need you to do that. That's fucking power. And that's red pill. And to me, I kind of feel that's where most of our people need to be at right now. And that's why when I said about the whole Civil War thing, I was like, I don't want that. But man, when I see people today, I'm like, yo, this is exactly what we need. Like, that's there's people in other countries. That's why, like, my one friends were just like, what are those people in Sandy Hook, those parents, those poor parents gonna do? These guys gone there saying that they faked the whole thing. What does it matter what that fat fuck said about it? He said, you faked the whole thing. You know you don't have your child anymore. What does it fucking matter? I mean, that's what I told them. I was like, man, that's just some fucking weak white people shit. And when I say that, I'm talking about white American, not white people in general, man. You go meet some white people in Russia, that's a totally different white person. I'm talking about soft, pudgy, roly-doly, Play-Doh-esque, fat-fucking, lazy-ass, crybaby Americans is what I'm talking about. I don't know, man. It's just like we may have all the guns here. Like, guns may outnumber people in this country. And our founding fathers put that there because, you know, yeah, you should have a right to bear arms. And I think for them, they saw firsthand what it was like to fight the British and how beneficial it was that people in America had guns. I forgot the point I was gonna make. I was on point, but then I got sidetracked with something else because I kept thinking about, oh yeah, so we get all these guns to be able to protect ourselves and fight, but I don't think there's anybody with any fight in them, bro. The only place where I kind of felt where there are people taking control of their health and their homestead is in conservative states. Not all. You go to Oklahoma, man, everyone there is fucking huge. Bro, I was in Oklahoma City and I'm pretty sure you might have seen this in the podcast before. Have you heard it before? It's the only city I know where they don't have sidewalks. Like, legit. They don't have sidewalks. Some of the neighborhoods have sidewalks. But then when you go out to the, like, main roads where the stores are and... Nah, there's no sidewalks. What you doing walking? Huh? What you doing walking? What you need to walk for? Huh? What you need to be walking when you just get in your lift truck? Huh? But when I go to places like Arizona, Texas, some parts of Florida, you'll see, especially when you're around these military places, these cities that have like a lot of military influences, like San Diego. You get this perfect balance of people who are liberal in nature. They're liberal in their approach in life, right? You know, they're holistic and they're kind of hippie and, you know, they're all into like the latest crazes when it comes to health and food and vegetarian and you know, animals and all those cushy, wonderful, liberal things. But then they also have their guns and they also are fucking about protecting their land and being able to hunt and live off the land and take care of themselves. And I, you know, and listen, those are skills that I don't even fucking have. But when I look at it, I'm just like, that's what's up, man. And to me, it's like, it kind of makes sense why Republicans are the red color. I mean, Republicans are trash. I'm talking about the politicians, but like, makes sense. It's red pill. It's straight the fuck up the truth. For example, you can even see it in how Republicans are in terms of the way they lead compared to Democrats. You got fucking Democrats. Democrats never tell you the truth. Republicans just say it how it is. Republicans just be like, yo, we hate black people. Vote for us. And then you vote for them and then they're just like, they stay true to the cause. You know, Democrats are just like, hey, man, what's happening in Yemen is messed up. Vote for us so we can stop the bombing in Yemen. And then they just bomb Yemen. Republicans are like, bomb Yemen 2024. And then you vote for them and they bomb Yemen in 2024 and beyond. Right? That's red pill. I think a lot of my fucking Democrat and liberal friends need to swallow a red pill and start really getting to the goddamn waking up to life and seeing what it is, especially with guns. I'm talking about that's a red pill that a lot of people need to take. But then also there's some people that are like pro-gun. They also need to blue pill it up just a little bit. You know? Stop fucking saying that we don't need to regulate guns. I mean, you know, but I don't know. I hope this podcast didn't come off as too negative. I'm just like, this week has been kind of like, I've been like overloaded with a lot of fucking bullshit. A lot of people just giving me the runaround. And I like to, you're very lucky that you guys are not in these people's shoes because I'm relentless. Especially in my business and my real estate, people start fucking playing little fucking games. I just get relentless. And, you know, now I'm just fed up with the bullshit. And I've always been fed up with the bullshit, but this week it's compounding. It's compounding. And I can't stand it. But I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I know this one here is a pretty quick one. I've been, got to get back to helping my mom move, but it's good to rant. Next week, I'm going to have a guest. I'm not sure who I'm going to bring on. And I'm going to see if I can start scheduling them out a little further. Tomorrow, next week's going to be a little hard, too, because I think I have to travel back out to Detroit again. But I should be flying out Thursday. Well, we'll find out. Stay posted, guys. I'm glad that you guys stay posted to the Twitter and the Facebook and all that so I can like let you guys know when I'm posting. Or sometimes if I have to move the podcast to another day, the day that I wanted to do it here, there was like family members and people and friends helping us move stuff, and it was just too noisy. It was just not going to work out. So I appreciate your patience. If you guys have any suggestions for future podcasts, hit me up. Mike@mikefromdetroit.com. Let me know what you think. Any guests you think I should bring on, any topics you'd like me to talk about. Probably going to do some more sleeping with the Yemeni stuff. I'd like to see if I could find a sex positive Muslim, especially a sex positive Muslim woman. I really want to get down to that because it's always exciting when I meet female Muslim, especially Arab Muslim women who are sexually liberated. Which is not easy, you know, especially when you got like all eyes on me, when fucking like, especially like in Dearborn, I think it's very almost impossible to find a girl out here that's just like openly liberated sexually. But if you out there, hit me up. Let's get on the podcast. Anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in. I will see you guys next week. Until next time, keep it sexy.
Public Yemeni number one.